When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, started off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Congratulations to Luis from Oklahoma on winning the Fox Bet Super 6 house giveaway. She'll use the winnings to help pay off the dream house she already built with her late husband. Every week, Fox Bet Super 6 offers free chances to real people like Luis to win life-changing prizes. So download the free-to-play Super 6 app and enter the NFL Sunday Challenge for your chance at $100,000 this Sunday.
Fight back against aging with M-Drive. Go to mdriveformen.com. Free shipping adds to your healthy T levels. Proteins, vitamins. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Wow. Ian Book had himself a night. He got thrown into the starting lineup last night.
I felt bad for him.
I did genuinely feel bad for him. I was looking forward to seeing him play.
Yeah, well, not against the Dolphins defense, I was.
It was not the debut he was hoping for, no. But Sean Payton said it's difficult to read too much into what happened last night.
Look, in fairness to Ian, it's impossible to evaluate his play. Hopefully we can get a little healthier, get some guys back, and be ready to go next week. You know, it was, you know, kind of one of those perfect storms, and it's a tough spot to – we're all anxious to see him, and yet it was just a tough spot for him to be in, and I think he's smart enough to understand that.
Obviously, they had a lot of guys out with COVID, as most teams do, but most teams aren't on their fourth starting quarterback while also having guys out with COVID.
Yeah, I mean, this is when you're on a fourth quarterback, you have no offensive identity.
Right.
And you're facing a top five NFL defense. I mean, the minute that ball was intercepted, the game was over. Like that first pick six, the game was over. It was right. Just a matter of covering the spread at that point.
Well, I mean, because that's the point, is like the defense knows you're limited no matter what. There's not a whole lot that you can do. So you become very predictable and digestible, which is what the Dolphins defense did.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Jameis Winston's out for the season with a torn ACL. Trevor Siemian and Taysom Hill were out with COVID. Saints are still in the playoff bubble. They're 7-8. It does feel like it's kind of over for them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They have the Panthers and Falcons to finish the season. They're 7-point favorites against the Panthers. who are reeling at this point, according to Fox Bet. But
let me think of this. So who are the college coaches coaching in the NFL? Urban got whacked. Matt Rule's struggling. Who else am I missing? Is there another college guy? Because there's always been that question. Do college guys work in the NFL?
Well, Joe Brady also was let go. He wasn't a head coach, obviously, but.
So say it again. Kingsbury's working, but now tailing off in December. It's just funny because that's the big thing, right? Like, the college guy, the college architect goes to the NFL. So this year, it's one whiff, it's another that looks shaky, and a third. I do think, I want to give Kingsbury credit. I do think he's got better. He's better as a coach today than his first year. He's grown. I really feel that.
Yeah, I don't feel like, and I don't feel like they're dysfunctional. They're having some problems right now. They did lose Kyler Murray for three games.
And James Conner.
James Conner and DeAndre Hopkins. So
there's a reason they're not scoring as much.
Right. There's a reason to evaluate what's happening with them. Whereas with the Panthers, it's like every other play, they're switching quarterbacks. They fired the offensive coordinator. It just feels
all losses are the same.
Right.
The Saints' loss last night is completely understandable.
Right, and we have evidence that when things are rolling,
they're competent.
They're very competent in Arizona. The Saints are going to be in the quarterback market next year, though. And
now,
it's very interesting.
I've told you this, Joy. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I stay in Green Bay. If I'm Russell, I move to New Orleans. If I was Russell and I was Mark Rodgers' agent, I get a...
Well, the Saints were on his list of places he was interested in going.
And let's be honest, the ownership group, not great with the NBA franchise, terrific NFL owners, brilliant offensive coach. They do need receivers. The Michael Thomas situation is weird, and I don't know what's going on, but it's weird. But their defense is good. Also, Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis are unbelievable with the cap and with the personnel. So you're not going to – this. The cupboard is not bare in New Orleans. And by the way, Carolina doesn't have a quarterback. Atlanta's got an old quarterback. Tampa's got an old quarterback. Like, if I'm Russell and Mark Rodgers, that is what's appealing.
And they have a good defense.
Excellent. I just think we don't talk front office much. The Saints, between their capologist, their GM, Mickey Loomis, and Jeff Ireland, that may be the three strongest group. That is it's up there with, like, the Colts. I mean, you got to have a capologist. That's big.
And we're evaluating the Saints after losing Drew Brees.
Yeah, it's hard.
We gave the Patriots a year
after
losing Tom Brady. Like, maybe the Saints are going to tread water for a little while until they figure it out. I guess stranger things have happened. I don't know. Yeah. I just have a hard time. I can't visualize Russell leaving Seattle. But I also don't think he's going to spend years of his career there struggling the way that they have. So speaking of the Patriots, they lost control of the AFC East with their 33-21 loss to the Bills. And Bill Belichick talked about the issues the team had in the game.
I think there are a lot of things we did well. We just didn't do them well enough, often enough. Obviously, the biggest problem in the game was third down. Had we done a better job on third down, then things probably would have looked differently. Third and fourth down on defense, combination of it. You know, we're 1-for-10 on third down on offense and 6-for-12, and then they're 3-for-4 on fourth down. That would have been a big factor in the game had we done that better.
Mac Jones did struggle for a third straight game. He was 14 of 32, 43.8 completion percentage, 145 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. And this was sort of my hesitation with Mac Jones all year. It obviously looked like they had things under control, but at the end of the day, he's still a rookie quarterback. And when you start throwing things in his way that he hasn't seen before, what's going to happen? This was my question about them possibly making it to a Super Bowl. We know what they can do when things are under control.
I think you and we predicted, I forget your prediction, I predicted New England would make the playoffs.
I had them making the playoffs.
So did I. And it's like, people, oh, you whiffed on the Cowboys. No, I had them making the playoffs. I didn't have them run away with their division. I think the NFL, if you wake up this morning, it's almost 90% what every fan predicted. Cincinnati's better than we all thought.
Cincinnati and Arizona is coming back down to earth now, but obviously had a surge that a lot of people didn't predict.
And I'd be the first to admit, I knew that Houston and Detroit, I didn't love their coaching hires, would be bad. The Eagles have been massive overperformers. So I just take a total whiff on the Eagles. It's not like they're great, but they're good.
No, they're much better than I thought they were.
But I think most of our audience, and you and I, we got about 90% of the stuff right. I really believe that. I don't think this league, as it's moved into offense, who's got the good offensive coaches, who's got the good quarterbacks. I think going forward, it's easier to predict on a macro level to predict the league.
Yeah, and I think we were probably all wrong about the Seahawks. But Seahawks, despite their issues, didn't have anywhere near the season last year that they're having this year. So for me, it's also consistency. Like, do I know that Bill Belichick is a great coach? Yeah. Do I know that he's going to get – he had 8 opt-outs last year and Cam Newton in the COVID season? I think sometimes we also forget that, like, 2020 was was last year. It feels like 2 years ago, but it was last year.
Also, the other thing about this year is in these last couple weeks, I didn't do a Blazing 5 last week. Thank God. The COVID thing's a disaster.
It's impossible to predict.
You have teams missing – Colts were missing 9 starters. The Chargers are missing –
Yeah, and now Carson Wentz is in protocols.
I mean, it's – I don't know how – I don't not know how. Like, this past weekend, a buddy of mine hit a 5-team parlay. I'm like, go play Powerball. That's impossible. I don't know how you did that.
So Baker Mayfield is coming off maybe the worst game of his career.
Yeah, one of them.
But head coach Kevin Stefanski said there's no time to dwell on the errors.
Yeah, I mean, I think Baker told you guys, I'm sure the other night, you know, he didn't play up to his standard. And we expect him to play at a high level. And I think confidence-wise, you know, with the quarterback position, you get too much credit, you get too much blame. And that's just how it is. And he'll bounce back, and I think he'll be better for it.
I agree with you. I think that the Browns are sort of in no man's land with Baker.
They got to support him publicly.
I was very supportive of Baker for a long time.
You were.
The Browns organization, for as long as I can remember things on earth, have been terrible. And since Baker's been there, they've at the very least been interesting.
Yeah, I don't find them terribly interesting. That's why I stopped talking about
them. Well, right now, they're not terribly interesting.
They were. Just this meltdown was interesting.
Well, yeah, because they were playing the Packers.
Right.
Like, if he has this meltdown against, you know, another AFC North team or whatever, I don't know that I care as much. But the problem is what do you, and this was always my conversation around Baker. It's not that you should give Baker a massive contract. But what else is out there? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I honestly think if it was
you're talking about getting Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson has a trade clause. Why is he going to Cleveland? I just keep it real. Like, we have to have real conversations when you're talking about replacing a quarterback.
And Aaron and Russell are not going to hand their brands to the Browns.
No.
They shouldn't.
Why would they do that?
That would be dumb. Aaron Rodgers has a massive brand. Here will be a shock of the NFL offseason if Aaron leaves. I've come to that conclusion.
I'm so convinced there's a good chance that he leaves.
I just can't even get my brain around that.
Well, you know, Colin, it's because you're not petty. You know, when you have a petty soul, you understand.
Okay.
You can compartmentalize, you can shelve this beef for a little while. It's accomplished a task at hand.
But Aaron's smart.
But as soon as it's done,
there's no debate. There's not a lot of Davante Adams and Aaron Jones.
Davante Adams, he might be leaving with him. I agree with you. I think that it's a great situation in Green Bay. As far as career-wise, I don't know that there's a better place for him.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that might not be
what's
playing. We never know what Aaron Rodgers is
going to
do.
Let's do a segment tomorrow where we want people to go. Alex,
yeah, that's much more fun.
We're going to do a segment tomorrow on that, Alex. I feel like I'm producing the show a day ahead. We're playing at a different level. Right now, I got segments mapped out for tomorrow because I got some ideas where I want people to go.
Okay.
All right. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live
News.
By the
way, where I want Mark Sanchez to go is Mike, right over here on this chair.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport.
Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mark Sanchez, Fox Sports, NFL, 10
Ooh,
seasons.
Ovation.
Well, I got a question for you. So let me ask you. I want you to go back. We were speaking to Baker. Go back to your worst NFL game. You're really frustrating, and you're getting beat up by the media, blah, blah, blah. And so Stefanski says, you know, Stefanski said he didn't play well, he'll bounce back. I think that's easy for Tom Brady. I think it's easy for Aaron Rodgers. Go to your worst game. Is it hard to just, as the coach says, let's bounce back?
He's banged up. I think a lot of it's physical right now for him, and he's missed time. There's a lot of doubters on the outside. I mean, I know he doesn't doubt himself and his ability, shouldn't. You can't if you're at this level, right? If you're an alpha, you're quarterback in the NFL, you can't doubt yourself. But I think that shoulder injury, I think we're going to learn a little more about that after the season.
Well, it's funny, Mark, because as we were showing highlights, there is a throw, and we can show it again. That throw that got picked off had no velocity.
Right.
You can knock Baker. This is a bad read. Okay.
Yeah, so, that's just in a double. Okay. Aaron Rodgers did that same throw the first game of the season. So everybody does it.
There is no velocity on that ball. He's not healthy.
And I think, is that Peoples Jones 11, right?
Yeah.
He just missed on that one. But he can't finish. He can't finish the throw and pull the string and get the ball down where you want it. I'm trying to think of who. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, his whole thing where he throws with the torque and everything, and sometimes 2 feet are off the ground. He does it to add juice on the ball, but he finishes his throw. Baker's in a position right now where physically he's doing everything he possibly can. He just doesn't have enough, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look like he's firing on all cylinders.
No, I mean,
when you don't have, you know, whether it's your toe you can't push off of, then it just goes up the chain. If it's your shoulder and you can't really finish your throw and pull from that front side to get the back side of your shoulder, you know what I mean?
There were two interceptions. That interception, that one you throw up the sidelines, it's like, oh, that's not Baker's got velocity.
It looked like Peoples Jones stopped though too, because that's a flood concept. I don't think he was throwing to the go route guy or the big post guy. It looked like Peoples Jones is supposed to break out of that, and he was just kind of anticipating because he felt the rush and was like, okay, I'm just gonna lay this up. Well, that corner who's running, it's a three-level vertical read, right? So you get the corner and safety potentially out of there with a deep go or a post on the outside. You have some sort of deep crosser or a corner route from the inside. That's your second level. And then down below, you have either a flare or a flat or a shallow or something to control the underneath coverage. So it's three level vertical. You read the flat defender and you alert that deep go. That's how the play works. However you get to it, you don't throw that ball that short to the go ball guy. That's the corner falling off because he had eyes inside at that corner route, which is 11 Peoples Jones. In my opinion, seeing it quickly like this, that's what I think. And so Peoples Jones has to run out of that, and Baker threw it. The timing, the sequencing was so off that it got screwed up, but he's just banged up.
All right, you called the Panthers Bucks. Tampa's missing all sorts of people. Your thoughts on the takeaway on Tom, his comfort level, backups at several spots.
It was it was funny. I made two comments in our production meeting with Bruce Arians and with Tom Brady. And I said, you guys are down so many players. I said, Bruce, you just got to get – this has to be old school AFC North. Go grab one of your old Pittsburgh playbooks. And it's like you guys facing the Ravens, get in a phone booth and duke it out and run the ball 50 times.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're not too far off. You know, like he kind of – joked about it, but I could tell with reading between the lines, like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm on the right track. Watching the tape, this is how they have to do it. And they had a couple explosive plays against New Orleans the week before out of this jumbo 13 personnel, and they bring in Wells, one of their extra O-linemen.
Yeah.
So you have five O-linemen, you bring in an extra one, and then two tight ends. So they called it, 13, one back, three tight ends, but one of those tight ends is an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And then one receiver, which would be AB. And I said, that's got to be your best personnel this week. And Tom kind of like smirked and was like, hey, listen, I firmly believe there's just a formula to win every game. You got to find the formula and did it. So he said it without saying it because he didn't want to give it away because this is like Thursday before the game. He doesn't want to give away the whole game plan. But I said, you know, if you're, 18 to 25, 220, 199, and a touchdown, but you win, how are we feeling about that? And he goes, dude, whatever it takes. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, wait a second. And then I talked to Tom Moore in pregame and I said, you guys are going to rush it 50 times. He said, we got to get big. We got to be physical up front. They were missing Derek Brown for a while in Carolina. So let's run it between the tackles. Every once in a while, mix it up and then try and circle the defense. But that's a defense that runs side to side really well in Carolina.
Yeah.
So you got to attack them downhill runs. And they did at the beginning, mixed it up enough on the edge. And then just, they settled for way too many field goals, in my opinion, and they got to get that fixed. But they knew what it looked like. So credit to Bruce Arians, credit to Tom Brady. And they said it all week going into it. This is a t-shirt and hat game. And he had to explain that to a lot of young guys, he said, on the call, because nobody knew what that meant. But when you win your division, you get a t-shirt and a hat.
Yeah.
So he said, whatever we have to do, you young guys have to step up and make a couple plays, but everybody else, we're going to tailor this game plan to win one game. The next week, we'll figure out who's coming back, who we still have. We'll win one game. That's all we have to do. And so, I mean, Tom Brady's the ultimate, compartmentalizer. So he nailed it.
So Mac Jones last couple of weeks has played from behind in the second half.
Yeah.
And I was saying this is by week 14, 15, 16, people know your schemes. You're not fooling people. This is when playmakers matter. You got a guy, guys make plays off the script.
Need some horses.
Yeah. And New England doesn't have a ton of horses. So go back to your rookie year to week 14, 15, like where Mac Jones is at. People know what Mark can do. People know what Mark can't. Did you sense that you were seeing different stuff? Stuff was tailored now to Mark Sanchez's strengths, liabilities.
Well, it was, okay, if you're going to run the ball this many times, fine. We're going to add an extra hat in the run game. You'll never see us in a two shell unless it's, two safeties deep, unless it's third and 11 plus. Other than that, you're getting eight guys in the box, sometimes nine, because we'll just all out blitz you if we think you're going to run it. So now we had to figure out, okay, what's our play action game going to look like? What are these sting routes going to look like where you literally block the run, you pull guards and tackles and everything and sell hard play action. And the receiver runs, takes an inside release, like a beeline at the safety, and then just breaks in front of him. So it looks like he's going to block him. The safety takes his eyes down to the quarterback. And you see Matt Ryan do this all the time. All the good run teams, Tom Brady's done it forever, but low pad level, fire off the ball up front with the offensive line and then just hit these
now,
quick little, 9-yard, 10-yard, 12-yard throws on a quick in route right in between backers or right over their head.
But when Mac trails in the second half, I'm not biting on that.
You can't do that when you're down. You have to be controlling the line of scrimmage, controlling time of possession. You have to be in the driver's seat, and those become, you know, the naked bootlegs against Cincinnati to Dustin Keller. That was set up for 3 weeks. We ran those runs that looked identical to that. Motion Dustin over, cut off the end. Boom, that time he cut off the end and then snuck behind the backers. Goes for a, you know, 40-yard touchdown or something. Right. But we were in a tight game. It wasn't like we're down 14. Okay, let's run hardcore play action right now. Like, you can't do that. Right. So for Mac, like, if you get them in a position, just like Carolina last week, as Tampa just started pulling away, pulling away, pulling away, they just don't have the horses to run. Now, if they can control it and keep it close for three quarters,
that's New England's recipe.
Then, okay, let's see what happens in the fourth quarter. Maybe they screw up and press a little harder than they should, and they give us a cheap one. Now we pounce on it and make a big play. That's New England's formula. They don't have, hey, let's, you know, run away with this thing 21-3, boom, before they blink. That's not their style.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Let me take a break here. I'm looking at the clock. More with Mark Sanchez after this.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus. When you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Little breaking story. Colts are considering calling Phillip Rivers, bringing him back for a week because COVID, unvaxxed Carson Wentz is got in COVID protocol and would need 10 days currently. So
he went in today.
Today is when it broke. So, yeah. So that means, is it 10 days now? Could the NFL change
based on CDC?
See, could they go to 5 days?
I don't think the CDC affected, I'm saying this and I don't know. I don't think the CDC affected unvaccinated people.
I don't even know that the NFL has updated their protocols from the last update.
No, Mark's right.
But I do believe that you're right that it only applies to, I think it only actually applies to vaccinated asymptomatic people.
So
yeah,
by the way,
you're right too.
Don't quote me on any of this.
Same.
I don't want to.
But if you're an anti-vaxxer and you live in the state of Indiana, this was the fear. You get in the playoff race, huge game. Carson's unavailable.
You lose a guy late like that.
That's
10 days. Boom. That's hard.
It's Sam Ellinger.
Is he a rookie out of Texas?
Texas.
I don't know.
So that's
who do they play again?
The Colts play. Sorry, give me 1 second.
Who just Bears? Raiders.
The Colts play the Raiders. Well, that's not an easy game.
Raiders are a strange team, Mark. They're every time I bail on them, they won in Cleveland. They won in Denver. By the way,
they'll be on the road, indoors.
Derek Carr's fascinating. So we keep saying this. I think he's the life preserver for the franchise. The fans are somewhat delusional. They're like, we have way better personnel. When you look at Derek Carr, when I look at him, I'm like, I think he's pretty good.
I think he's really good. And I don't think the grass is always greener. Like, who else do you want to go get? I don't know. That's.
So what do you, when you say Derek Carr, what do you see?
Well, obviously you don't have Ruggs now. So that's a personnel issue.
Waller's been hurt.
So like when you look at it, do they have enough depth around him?
No.
I think that's an issue more than Derek Carr's ability to win games for you is an issue. So I'd beef up the personnel and really the depth because that's more glaring to me than like, oh, this guy's just incompetent. I never think that
Either
when I watch
I.
him. I never think. I'll think, okay, you know, maybe he tried to force a ball here or there. Fine. That's one thing. That's quarterbacks in general. But not, oh, man, this guy can't play. Give me a new one. No way. Not even close.
So Colts.
Yeah, that's
unvaccinated quarterback are up against it. So
that's dicey, man.
Okay, by the way, you have the Bills game this week. And I was saying, the reason I can't quit this team, I always say this, I knew Mike Tyson wasn't the best conditioned fighter. I knew it. And I knew Mike Tyson wasn't the most focused. But that left hook. And I watched the Bills.
Is Josh Allen the left hook?
He is, dude. I know they don't run the ball.
Josh Allen compared to the Iron Mike left hook.
Okay, they lost their best corner. They don't run the ball. You watch that New England game. You're looking at the tape. He's otherworldly. It's insane. He's 6'6", Mark, and he's their best running back.
See, that's my only issue. And I love Josh for it. I had him on a podcast like 2 years ago and was like, dude, can we just work on sliding and getting out of bounds and stop taking these big hits? Like, I've seen guys with your frame, Carson Palmer, go try and, you know.
Cam.
Yeah, Cam. Ben. Like, eventually you get banged up. Can we just take less hits? He's one of those guys who, like a lot of guys, like me sometimes, you want to complete a pass to start to know you're in the game as a quarterback, to know, like, all right, we're rolling. I need to complete a pass, and I need to get knocked down. But I'd rather just get like pushed over than absolutely just, you know.
Andrew Luck said that.
Laid out.
Popped a little.
You got to just get knocked down and, you know, skin the elbow, dirty up the jersey a little bit. And you feel like, oh, okay, I can exhale. I'm in the game. Let's rock. Well, Josh needs it to be a little more extreme. Like he wants to run somebody over. He wants to, you know, he wants the big collision on the sideline. And I'm like, dude. This is going to sound so stupid and cliche, but it's so real. And for you to have the longevity that you should have because of your big body and frame and your ability, Your best ability is availability. So just stay available and avoid hits. Please, can we make that agreement? And he's just kind of smirking and laughing. But
his arm is crazy.
It's freaky.
It's incredible.
It's freaky. And the ball just, it's just a flick. And that thing is just on a frozen rope. You know, the phrases, all those phrases, like, you know, that guy's got a he's got a hose, he's got a howitzer, he can throw it through a car wash without getting wet. Like, those kind of phrases are him. That's who he is. And yeah, it's so fun to watch. Him and Stephon Diggs have been awfully special. He didn't even have Cole Beasley last week. So yeah,
he had that Isaiah McKenzie, the young.
Exactly.
He ended up having a remarkable.
And I mean, when the ball's right in your face mask, you have no choice but to catch it.
Yeah.
he's special.
Do you think the Cowboys are a legit Super Bowl team?
With that three-headed monster on defense up front?
You do?
Yes. I think, and, you know, it's Lawrence, it's Gregory, it's Micah Parsons, the way Trayvon Diggs is playing. The way they get the ball away from teams.
They take it away.
Oh, yeah. But when they don't, that's an issue. That was an issue for them. But not anymore, because they get so many sacks and negative plays. They get you into third and 15 like that before you can blink. Your first two downs on a series, you're like, whoa, what just happened? How are we in third and 15? And you see the coordinator on the other team like, well, whatever, here's our call.
You played against good defenses. Then the Ravens defense with Ed Reed was different.
God.
It's funny. Sometimes.
But it was Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Haloti Ngata,
and they were
Suggs.
Was it the most talented you ever faced?
I mean, what do we have? We had a sack fumble on like Nick Mangold was out, and we had a backup center in, and we ran quick game, and I literally hit my third step. Ed Reed came untouched off the slot on literally quick game, like 5 yards and turn around, and I'm ball up, like ready to throw the ball, just poof, laid out, ball out, like what just happened? First play of the game at Baltimore. And I see Ed Reed scooping and scoring and dancing in the end zone. And that whole crew, I was just like, whoa, this could be a long day.
It's not Pac-12.
This could be a long day.
if I said to you, just a gut feeling, because I said this over the weekend, Matt Stafford didn't play well, and the Rams won a road game with massive COVID issues in the O-line. And I was like, when you can turn the ball over and win on the road, and Minnesota's got players, if I said to you today, what feels like the Super Bowl?
I got to move off my big, bold prediction from a few weeks ago.
Which was?
Patriots, Bucks. I think so. Yeah. I think it's time to move on.
I'm Kansas City. I'm Kansas City Rams this morning.
No Buffalo Rams.
Nope. I'm Kansas City Rams. I'm telling you why. Watching Green Bay's run defense, it is 31st. Either Leonard Fournette, the Rams run offense, there's no way.
If Fournette comes back, I mean, they're expecting him back soon, right?
That is a bad matchup for Green Bay.
Well, I mean, you look at Matt the last few weeks. I know he's had a couple. I mean, one of them was tipped the other day. One of them, I thought the deep play action, he forced it a little bit. But it's not like it's, you know, he can't correct these things. It's not like they can't.
Matt Stafford, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think. He's been a little careless with the football, I'd say.
Yeah.
But that's nothing he can't fix.
All right, we got to go. Mark Sanchez, Brock Huard, Peter Schrager, Speak for Yourself is around the corner. We will see you tomorrow on Wednesday. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.